Om Namaste. Hope you're all doing good and walking this path of seeking, finding the truth, talking to yourself regularly, and you're not sad or regretting anything looking into the mirror. When you can look into the mirror and smile back saying, "Yes, my warrior, you did a great job." That is what it means that you're on the right path. Congratulations to you if you can look into the mirror, smile and not smirk. Because whenever it's a hard time, whenever life goes bad, whenever you feel bad, you need to tell yourself, "I choose to be better, not bitter." So on this note, let's talk about something which I've been dealing with a couple of sessions, talking about people who are stuck in the zone of God wants, divinity decides, divine timing. So my friend, as an eye-opener, God doesn't decide anything. God doesn't choose anything. God will not come and rescue you from anything. It is you, your free will, how you use it, what kind of karmic interactions, communications and roles you get into is what will determine how you are treated in not only this but other lifetimes which are yet to come. So very plain and simple explaining the whole thing. When you are born, as people would say, you know, what is the horoscope for then? Alright, so when you are born, you have an horoscope which is based on your past karma and the gatherings of all that you did in past birth. You come down to this planet to clear all the clutter, do away with all the bad karma, promise yourself to move out of this life and birth circle, this cycle, get liberated, and finding your true self by walking the path of truth, seeking the truth, practicing your faith, whichever religion, you merge into the divine. So whatever you have gathered as a way of circumstances and exchanges, whatever you are born with, all that you have to do is live a truthful life, do the tasks that make you a righteous, an honest human being, speak the truth, do not flatter, do not cheat, do not lie, irrespective of making anybody angry or hurt, because today the small lie is going to be a big blunder tomorrow. So try to live as much a life of truth as you can, because tomorrow when the time comes and it's a hard time, you know, that is when you will say, "God, I need you," and you will have nothing in your pocket. There'll be no coins of credit. So my friend, whatever destiny you get of your past karma, try to live an honest life, lead a very righteous kind of a life, do good things. Do not get into marketing of relationships. Do not make people walking, talking ATM machines. These people that you meet, these are your family members or your friends. Everybody who comes across to you, gives you a hard times, means you're supposed to cross a pattern with them. Anybody who gives you love means you've made peace with them. Very simple. So everybody who comes in is either a credit or a debit note for you. Just keep walking this path, facing the circumstances, because if you think today you create a shortcut and run away from a circumstance, it's going to come back tomorrow. It's very simple. Whatever holy book you read, you will get the same answers. It will come back tomorrow. The circumstance will come and it will keep coming till the time you don't face and learn the lessons from it. So just stop running and stop making fake excuses that God will come and save you from it. God cannot save you. God can come down, sit down with you, have lunch, make you feel better, make you fall asleep. But you've got to live this. God will also come sit next to you and want you to face these circumstances. So before you keep telling yourself that God is going to come and save you, it is only you who will save yourself. Do good deeds. Clear your path. Only good karma, God's name, your meditation, your job, your good deeds, your unconditional love is the only thing that can make those circumstances go away. And that's what God wants you to do. I'm sorry to say this again. God will not come down and tell you, "Come, darling, it's time, let's do this." Everything needs to be done by you. You are the one who's responsible for everything. So stop blaming God. Stop waiting for God. Your actions get you closer to God. Your actions, your truth is your true miracle. Your love, your faith, your patience, your hard work are the true weapons that will get you out of this cycle of fake life, these lies. So start focusing on what circumstance, what pattern is repeating in your life. Do good deeds, practice faith, be with good people, eat well, meditate, and just know you can save yourself. God can help you, hold your hand, take you to the next level. He can give you strength. So pray for that strength and walk the path of truth. Keep seeking. Thank you.
You are listening to Podcast with Richa.